With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate overwhelmingly passes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18.
The final tally is the Senate passed $95 billion in war aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Rest assured, America will never shrink from its responsibilities as a leader on the world stage. Today, tonight, we make Vladimir Putin regret the day he questioned American resolve.
We can wish for a world where the responsibilities of leadership don't fall on us, or we can act like we understand that they do.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
And even as loud voices here at home insisted on abandoning the responsibilities of leadership, America stepped up and the Senate held firm.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. health officials say samples of pasteurized milk have tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus that infected dairy cows.
The Food and Drug Administration stresses that the material is inactivated and do not represent actual virus in the milk that may be a risk to consumers. FDA officials did not indicate how many samples they tested or where they were obtained, but they say they are continuing to study the issue. The announcement comes nearly a month after an avian influenza virus that has sickened millions of wild and commercial birds was detected in U.S. dairy cows. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Port of Baltimore is preparing to open a deeper channel for commercial ships to get in and out for a few days. Thursday's move will be a significant step towards reopening the major maritime shipping hub. It's been closed to most traffic since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last month. This is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, blue heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hinduism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindus in India are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. ICC is also being told that evangelism in the country is increasingly difficult. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak visiting Poland to meet Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk to promise more money for Ukraine.
Rishi Sunak wants to emphasise the UK's role in defending Ukraine. The focus today from the Prime Minister is the extra support for Ukraine, more ammunition, air defences, drones and engineering support. He'll meet too with Jens Stoltenberg of the NATO Defence Alliance and offer to deploy an RAF squadron to carry out policing of Poland's skies for NATO next year.
The head of Mexico's detective service says the country is the champion of fentanyl production, contradicting Mexico's president. The president's long denied that fentanyl is produced in Mexico, but the head of Mexico's criminal investigation agency says that is the case. According to Goldman Sachs, the U.S. unemployment rate would be higher if the government properly accounted for illegal immigration. More at SRNnews.com.